So previously on Shir, right, we were talking about Adash and Mefarik Toda Adash, and we came up first with right the what is Dash? Is it the continuation of Kotzer essentially? Right, that you're separating the food from its stem, from its excess, excess material. Right, that was really let's say Rashi's approach that. You have the grain's on the stem, the grain is in the husk, and you're separating it from where the extra thing that it grew with, right? So essentially it's like the end of Kotzer. You're finishing off you moved it me gidulo, and now you're moving it me makum gidulo, from the things which it grew with. And it doesn't necessarily need to be covered. And the other side, Rabbeinu Chananel said, it's very similar. Yes, it's about separating, but it's not about separating because it's a continuation of Kotzer. It's about separating as a precursor to Borer, right? It's not about separating it from the Psolas that it grew with, but it's about separating it from the Psolas, right? So that you can now then actually separate them and have each one separately, right? It's like attached. You're detaching it so you could separate it later. And we saw like the sort of in between shita, I don't know how much you'd say it's in between, sort of in between the two of them, or just better than both of them, I guess, is that it's about you're extracting the food, you're making the food from something inedible, right? Inside of the husk, you have food, but it's not edible because the husk of grain is indigestible to humans. And what you're doing is you're extracting it from it. It's covered, right? Mitosis is very interesting that it's covered and you're opening it up and revealing the fruit within. Okay, and basically the idea is that until now it wasn't really food, right? It had the potential to become food, but the food is hidden inside of something. It needs more processing for it to be food, and now you've extracted it and revealed it. Okay, that's about dash. Then we saw the question of, let's say, cholev. So, right, let's say, what about milking cows? So the Gemara on the one hand seems to say, in disha el begidule karka. On the other hand, says that milking is aser. So one approach is to say, yeah, we paskin like the shita, who says, yish, disha, shalo begidule karka. We paskin like Ezra Behuda. And then Achanami, we're paskin against the Rabbanan. That's one option. Other option was that it's about farming, and dairy farming is a type of farming too, and therefore you're going to be chayiv, and that was like Lord Zerua basically. It says, look, you know, cattle are gidulei karka, right? They both start with a kuf, cattle, karka, same thing. And, you're good to go. So you're farming, and now it's like, bam, it's gidulei karka. Then it says, the only question is whether or not fish counts as gidulei karka. It's like, fish farming really farming? Or like, no, you're a fisherman, you're not a farmer. Like, come on, we all know that. It's like a hunter versus, fishermen don't count. They smell like salt. I don't know. Then they go on boats. They're not real farmers. Okay, fine. And then the Rambam said that basically the difference is that when it comes to indisha elabi gidule karka is when you're interacting with the its atzmoshel pri, when you have the fruit and you're interacting with it. And he's very big on this idea that when you're interacting with the fruit, our props. It's not one prop. I'll have to get the rest of the props in a moment. But right when you're dealing with this guy, right? So disha bi atzmo shel pri, when you take the fruit and you already have it and you just wanna, process it more. I already have the grain, right? I'm holding the grain. This is the grain. So it's all in here. Right? I just want to get it out. So by doing that, I'm taking something that I already have and I'm making it better, right? So disha be its ba'atzmo shel pri is only be gidulei karka. But when it comes to disha, to mefarik, where I'm extracting, let's say the liquid, something from a liquid that's already exists, but it's inside of something else, let's say milk inside of a cow, so then you are chayiv, even if it's not gidulei karka, because there you're getting the food. And it was inside of this, it's animal. And now you're getting it. So we thought that the emphasis there, and that until you actually take the fruit, the milk, let's say, out of the cow, you don't have anything, right? You don't have the fruit. Here, I already have the fruit. I don't have it in the form that I want, right? It needs more processing, but I already have it. Well, milk, when I have the cow, I don't have the milk, right? I have something which manufactures milk. I have something which can create milk. I don't have the milk itself. And then when I get do mafarik, I now suddenly have the milk. I suddenly have the pri. So when I'm creating a pri, right, sort of out of the blue, that's going to be, that's mefarik told the dadash, and now I didn't have it, and now I have it, that's going to be chayiv. Well, if it's already something I already have, and I'm just improving it, that's only going to be by gedulei karka. Now, I think part of the reasoning for that is, right, when it comes to, and he says like, oh, because like getting the pri out of, you know, sort of yesh me'ayin is like something that's growing from the ground. You know, it's like separating something from the ground. So it's like a little bit like, what? I think the idea is that even when this is connected to the ground, we view it basically as being part of a whole different world. Right? There's like the natural world and the human world, and they interact a lot, but fundamentally we consider them to be sort of separate, right? There's nature, there's society, there's humanity, right? There's civilization, and they're separate. So when this is attached to the ground, it's like it's totally doesn't exist. It's like, you know, it's like, whoop, it's like in a black box. Then when you do kotzer, right, you suddenly, oh, now it's come into the human world, or it has the potential to be in the human world, right? So I think he's saying that, oh, mefarik is very similar to that. So it's like going to be actually dash, because you're, right, it's like shlav bet of kotzer. But ultimately, since you already have it, right, if you already have it, then it's only going to be chayiv if it's gedulei karka, because it's coming from really, really far away, right? It's coming from the natural world. Or if it's, let's say, you know, you already have the cow in your backyard. But what matters is that it's the fruit is totally not there, right? You don't have it at all. So then, if you have, since it's on a separate item, right? There's A, and inside of A is B, and now suddenly you're getting B. That's that's significant enough to be mechayiv, even if it's not gedulei karka. Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam said it wasn't a difference in the maisa. Didn't matter about what you're interacting with, right? Are you interacting with atzmo shel pri or something, right, external which has the pri inside of it? Rabbi ben Rambam thought it was the din in the tilsa, right, or in the tzura of what you're really trying to accomplish. Dash is I take something and I remove the bad stuff. Right, I have the grain already. It has, you know, husks on it, and I want to remove the husk, as opposed to a mefarik, where I am extracting good stuff from something else. Right, I have a cow. Cow is wonderful, but not very used. Not, you know, can't eat it right now. And then I extract milk from it, and now I have milk. Right, am I doing a sur meirah or am I doing an asei tov? Am I removing something, you know, superfluous, or am I creating something useful? So Rav Rambam says, when it comes to dash, you're removing the psolas, you're removing the husk, right? So that is only going to be by gedulei karka. But if you're getting something new, if you're taking out something valuable, right, from some other container, some other shell, or wherever it was produced, that's much more significant, and that's machayev even by non gedulei karka. Okay, so far. So good. Now, the question now becomes two things. We want to know really two different issues. What about peeling fruits, right? Actually, I'm going to be back in 1 second. I'm just going to get in a lemon because it's just simple, it's a good prop. I'll be back in a second. Half a second. Okay, the props are here. We got apple, got a lemon. It's like apples and oranges, but I don't have an orange, so I'm using a lemon. It'll be great. Okay. Peeling this guy. Oh, amazing. Ari brought props. It's good. I'm assuming everyone brought a prop, right? Right? Apples and oranges. So, or lemons and oranges, right? Peeling this guy. Mefarik or not mefarik? Dash or not dash? Why yes, why no?
It's an edible. So, sorry.
There you go.
Oh, it's an edible without peeling it. So you might think that it is mefarik because we want to turn it into something that's edible.
Okay. Amazing, right? You're saying this guy, you cannot eat this, right? Because it has a peel. And when you remove the peel, you've now made it edible. So you've made it into food, essentially, right? Or you made it edible. And therefore, it's mafarik, right? It's hidden inside. The food, the edible part, it's hidden inside a peel. So mafarik. Okay, great. Ari, what are you going to say?
Maybe it's like derech achila. It's like the normal way you'd be eating it. So you wouldn't consider it mafarik or dosh or anything.
Okay. Oh, so if it's derech achila, so it's good. But what happens is like this. Derech achila is like a hefter, right? Derech achila is like it snatches, you know, you're about to like, oh, you're about to do a malacha, and then it's sort of like, nope, ding, like, you know, derech achila, it's like, I don't know, it's the opposite, actually. It's the jaws of derech achila snatch it out of being a malacha and consume it, right? The idea of derech achila is that it is a malacha, or it should be a malacha, but it's not because it's derech achila. There's like a hetter of derech achila, right? I think. We're going to, right, when we get to Bora, we'll do that. So then what we're saying is, fundamentally, it should have been, it really should be, right? But since you peel it right before you eat it, so that's not going to be lemaisa, but fundamentally in a chanami, right, it's mefarik. Yeah, Tihila?
Alternately, you might say that the idea of dosh is taking a pre out of its case or container, and the lemon with the peel is the pre, so there's no idea of dosh at that point.
Oh, very good, right? Tila saying, well, what is this? It's a lemon, right? This guy is this, would you consider this like, this isn't flour. This isn't like wheat kernels, right? It's a stalk of grain, right? It needs a lot more processing in order to be considered, right? The, you know, the finished product. Tila saying, well, I have a lemon. I would go to the, right? It's already a lemon. The lemon is already entirely lemony. Here, like I say, most of this is even, right, so less. But when I have a lemon and I say, okay, you know, here's my lemon, I'll sell you a lemon. Do you want to eat a lemon? Right? I wouldn't offer this. Like, oh, do you want to eat some grain? Right? But I would say, oh, you know, do you want a lemon? So Tila's saying it's already a finished pre. If dash is about making it a pre, it's already a pre. Right now you're saying, okay, but you can't eat the pre this way. So I guess the difference between the two is, do we define pre, or do we say, oh, is it about it being a pre already? Or is it about the fact that, is it edible? Is it eatable yet? Yeah, all right.
Does it matter that some people zest lemons, right? We sometimes do use the peel to,
right.
We zest the skin, we zest the peel.
Right. I don't know, that's actually a very good question. I'm not sure.
It makes it more of a pre in and of itself.
Right. Because you can
with right. Tequila.
Right. On the other hand, like you'd like use it as a spice, but you never like right. I don't know. That's a good question. And then actually, yeah, that should help. Yeah, tequila.
There was someone, I think it was the Eglital, that distinguished between how you buy it in the store and how you like that once you find it, the way you find it in the store is no longer an issue. Would that be about derech achila or about how you define a pre, or like, is there an overlap at that point?
Ah, okay, exactly. So yes, so the eglital, right? It sounds very similar to derech achila, but exactly, it's not derech achila. Derech achila is a way of saying it should be dash, but it's not because there's this sort of, you know, there's this like, an exemption for derech achila. The eglital's point is that we define dash as the process, the production of food stuff. Right, so it's basically whatever happens, you know, in the on the production line before it gets to the makolet. Once you sell it in the makolet like this, then that's the finished product. That's not about creating produce. That's already about many whatever you do with this. Let's say you zest it and you squeeze it and you. That's all about the manufacturing of, you know, the food at home, but the produce already exists. Yes, so I think that Gleital's point. Is the Eglital's point could be two slightly different ways to formulate. You could say the Eglital's point that the malacha is about manufacture, and this is already about food production, or you and right, the malacha is a malacha is about producing, about getting the produce, not about the manufacture of food afterwards. So yeah, you're right, you need to peel it before you can eat it. That's like a post-processing issue. That's not about making the original orange, or he's saying that once it has a shame pre, so there's no more making a pre by removing the husk, because it's no longer the husk. This is just part of the pre already, right? I think both of those are legitimate ways to explain his point. I think his point more fundamentally is the idea of the processing versus manufacturing, right? By producing the produce, that's dash. And once you already have the produce and you sell in the makalah that way, even if, for example, I don't know, I need to get dates that are like on a cluster or something. But right, according to the Egletal, it would very much depend on what people do, right? It's much more agriculturally dependent. What Tehillah is going for is a little bit more fundamental. It's saying, oh, is this a lemon, right? This is not like wheat kernels. This is not like, let's say, it's a wheat stalk, but it's not like food. It's not like future bread. This is like a lemon already. I might have to peel it when I use it, but it already is the pre. I think the Tal is making much more of a, is it the Misa, is it like an agricultural process of producing produce versus, oh, is it already like the produce is already done and now you would buy the makolet and now just, right? I think that depends a lot more practically on what people do. Okay, so yeah, Tila, follow up.
Yeah, sorry if I'm nitpicking. I'm just trying to understand. When you go to the example of the wheat, I feel like, I may be wrong, but I feel like the only thing distinguishing like a stalk of wheat from being a pre as opposed to a kernel of wheat from being a pre is how we relate to it. So how can we call that like a more fundamental kind of rule?
Okay, so you can argue that how we relate to it is still matters, right? Independent of what the custom of agricultural procedures are, right? I mean, I could say, oh, everyone relates to this as not a pre, right? So I'm saying it's not a pre, as opposed to saying, oh, I can or cannot buy it in the makolet, right? One is trying to argue, and we're actually going to get to nafkaminas of this later. One is trying to say it's not a pre. It just isn't. Right now, could you come to a planet where it is a pre? Maybe, but until you get to such a place, right, or people change their minds, it is not a pre. As opposed to saying, since I could buy it at the makolet, memila, right, it's already undergone production, and now just the question, you're right. Maybe there's more processing that you could do. There's like you could do other things to it, but it's already reached a complete stage of production, and now it is produce. It is no longer, it is no longer something that's being, that's on the conveyor belt. It's already finished its whole process. You can buy it on the makolet, right? That's much more about where it is on the conveyor belt of production and not about what we would view it as an entity unto itself, right? I would say, actually, just like to put in much broader hakira, just to get everybody who's not following, is it a din of the Maisa, right? The Maisa is the Egletal. The Maisa of Dash is only about making something into produce that you can sell in the makolet. If you already could sell in the makolet, if you already bring it into your house, it's not Dash anymore. Because Dash is about making produce that you could sell in the makolet, right? So once it's in the makolet, it's not Dash anymore. Not because the Maisa is not relevant, right? But because that's not the Maisa of Dash anymore. Right? It's not that, oh, the object is like already too complete. What you're doing is no longer significant. We're saying what you're doing is no longer production. As opposed to, right, what Tehila suggested originally, which is saying the object has reached a point where it is already entirely considered the pre, right? Not there's a pre buried inside of Psoles. There is a pre somewhere in here, right? This is raw material from which I can get to a fruit. Right, an actual fruit, or let's say this guy, right? Everyone agrees this guy, this is an apple, right, is a fruit. It's definitely a fruit. It's all fruit. It has a skin, right? We eat the skin, so it makes it easier to conceptualize it as a complete fruit. But this is a complete fruit, right? We don't say, oh, but there are like pits inside. This is a fruit. This is food. Same thing is true about here. You're right, there are like random bits that you would have to get rid of, right? Like, let's say the peel, but it's defined as being a complete fruit. The Egletal isn't really so concerned about what we would define the fruit as much as, can you find this in the makolet or not? In theory, if all the makolets were makbit to only sell oranges without the peel, according to the Egletal, it would be a problem, right? According to Tehila, not necessarily. And according to Arya's point about the zesting, right? it would definitely, we'd say, oh, but of course it's totally already a pre. We like even use the skin for food, right? And while the egletal might say, yeah, but if everyone in the makolet sells the skin separately already, maybe not. Okay, now this is important for the first question of, well, right, do we say, oh, you know, it's improving eatability, it's there's still psoles here, and therefore it's going to be dash. And can you peel fruit? Like peeling fruit on Shabbos, can you peel like a lot of, let's say you want to use a lot of lemons, can you peel them all, right? Or is it no, you can only peel, let's say, derech achila, so really there's dash, but there's a heter of derech achila, so if you do it right before you're using it, that's okay. Do you have to be careful to only peel the number of lemons you're actually going to use? Or can we say, oh, well, you bought them in the makol this way, so there's no problem with dash? Or can we say, fundamentally, lemons are already, you know, already the pre, and there's no, dash just isn't relevant. It's not applicable to such a thing. So if we look at the Rishonim, one second, let's move this on to the side. Okay. All right. So the Gemara says, "In soch denas aperos." Oh, one second. Sorry, I'm moving too far down. Yeah. There's a Gemara that seems to say that you need to peel them, peel barley grains one by one. In kalafunasam toch yado chay. This is after you've already removed the husk. Just has like the chaff on it. Amar b'lazar v'chein l'shabbos. Iniva right. Rav mekafalei dvi esu kasi kasi. He didn't do a little bit at a time. He like his wife would do like cold, you know. Cups full of peeled barley, if they used to really eat like raw peeled barley grains, right? What's pshat? Say the answer is, what about by Shemit? But isn't it that Gemar Malacha when it comes to Meiser? Says, yeah, in a Chanami, like Meiser, it's Gemar Malacha, but like Shabbos, it's not. And like, you know, Shabbos and Meiser are different. Right, and we saw this a little bit by Ma'amer. Right, this is the Gemara that also about Ma'amer, and making the pile by Ma'amer is not a malacha on Shabbos, but it is a Gemara malacha for maestros and trumos. Okay, what's important here? So the point of the Gemara is at the end of the day is we have a havamina that you're not allowed to go and peel them. Right, being peeling these barley grains is something you're only allowed to do. Right, biyad. With your hands, not in big numbers. We have to do like a shinui. You have to do it right before you eat, right? Which is pointing towards it's a problem. But there's a heter of derech achila or a shinui or both derech achila b'shinui, right? Pointing towards Ari's suggestion, right? But the Gemara says, oh, but right, Rav in Rav's house they would and Rav Chiya's house they would do a lot. They wouldn't be makbid to only do. A little bit right before achila. So what's pshat, right? So the Gemara seems to say, like, oh yeah, peeling is not a malacha. So the Yushalmi, so the Gemara clearly thinks that you're allowed to peel fruit on Shabbos, and there's no problem. The Yushalmi says, ahein deshachak tuma kad mefare. Oh, so if you peel, if you are going to grind up garlic, kad mefarek berasheya. Mishum dash. When you split open the garlic heads, you're over on dash. Kad mivarer bikli pasayu mishum bor. When you peel them, you separated them out from their skins, it's borer. By the way, it's an interesting question. Is it talking about you separated it from the skins and now there's just like a big mixture? Or are they inside the skin and you're peeling off the skin of the garlics? Is that going to be borer? Is peeling going to be borer? Totally, right, separate question. First of all, question is dash. But let's say it's not dash. Maybe it's borer. So we'll deal with that later. But it's an interesting question. Are we talking about them being attached or not attached? When you crush it in the garlic crusher, it's tochen. And when you put mashkin, it's lush. And all right, fine. So what's the problem? Yushami says that there's dash, right? Basically, you know, breaking apart these heads of garlic is disha. So the Sefer Truma says as follows. He says, "Ah, hada amrinan biyushami kad mifrach bereshe chayiv mishum dash. Haynu ki rotze lichroshum lasos by yisura achrina. It's only true. It's only a problem when you want to do some other isra afterwards, Aval ki rotza lechol below isra achri, achri kein, shari lekofa lechol miyad. So if you want to peel it, to eat it right away, right, without doing some sort of other malacha afterwards, then there's no dinah of dash. Okay, now here's the question. First question is like, what? But the second question, right, is what are the two things he emphasizes here? He emphasizes two different things. First of all, right, he says that he thinks there's a problem of dash in some cases, right? He thinks there are two things that matter. First of all, Ari's answer, right? La'achlan miyad. If you're eating it right away, that's derech achila, and you're fine, right? But he also says something else. Either he's saying like, oh, the definition of miyad is if you're not going to be doing anything important in between. There's no like hefsek. Not of time, but of like significant action, right? Because they're not going to do any other malacha, right? But it sounds like, at least Pashas is saying, that when is there dash? Only when? Ki rotze lechro shum lasos ben isura achrina. Why should that matter? It's only usur to do if you're going to do some other isur in between. And that's like a little bit funny. Like, it's usur to do something that's usur, but only if you're going to do something usur else usur also. Sounds like it should be like a tongue twist. Why? Yeah, all right. Why should doing an usur between men?
Arya.
I said Arya. Oh, wait, you guys were both raising hands? Oh, sorry. I didn't see that.
You go,
Arya. Sorry, Arya. Arya's reading it? Arya's reading it.
Okay, whatever. It sounds like it's connecting.
Oh, that's me.
Okay.
Lions.
It sounds like it's connecting it to the later parts of the harvesting process as opposed to, like, the kotzer parts.
Okay. I hear that. Or the opposite, but yes, meaning I like what you're saying. I might argue on the exact problem. Keep going. This is great.
Just going to say, like, if you're doing it to be like an end of a process, then it's not as much of an issue. But if you're doing it in order to make your life easier and to continue manufacturing it for other things or stuff like that, then it becomes problematic. Amazing. And I think actually the Derech Achila Heter fits into that. Sort of also just like, I don't think it necessarily has to be two different categories. It's the derech achila means that you're not continuing developing the, I guess, garlic in this case, whatever it is.
Amazing. Great. Perfect. On both points. Right. Very good. Right. What is he saying? If you're going to do some other malacha afterwards, so what you're doing is the dash is, it's part of the process, right? You're processing it more so that you could, right, I don't know, then go on and manufacture it into bread or into dough or into, right, whatever it is that you're going to do. You're doing a dash as part of a procedure of processing this food. This is going to be produce. It's not completed yet, and you are moving it along the chain, the conveyor line. But it's only true, right, that it's a way of proceeding to the next stage in production if there's more production afterwards, right? It's only true if there's another malacha afterwards. And I was pointing out that, mimi gufa, right? It's not that derech achila is like a heter that like, oh, since you're doing it, derech achila, the Torah allows you to eat, and mamela will define your action as eating, not as the malacha, right? It's not a din that like eating doesn't have a chaloshem malacha because it's a maisa of eating. Right? You know, and that trumps any other definition that we would give it. Right? It's almost like akimalei b'derabim mine, right? In Nezikin, right? If you like kill someone and you also tear the guy's shirt gets bloody from all the bullet holes you put in him. So like the court like sues you, and they don't bring you to court and say, like you killed Bob and you also ripped his shirt. So you're chayiv misa and you're chayiv $20 to his yorshim. Right, you're killing rather means you only get killed. So it's almost like derech achila is just such a powerful definition, right? You're, the act of eating, you know, overwhelms any other potential definition we would give your action, right? So you don't say, oh, like chewing is tochin, right? Like you eat grains, like, oh, you just like ground those grains, right? With your molars, mash their molars, they're called molars because they grind, right? They're like grindstone, right? So the answer is, no, right? That's eating. That's not a malacha. Or, right, what Ari's saying is, it's not a din like the, in the maisa achila, it's that the malachos by themselves, right, are defined in terms of, right, they're creating something. They're creating something so that you could, let's say, the badash or borer. We're going to say, it's dash and borer so that you can then do something, right? If you're, there's no something afterwards, then that's just not dash, right? Derech achila, it means, okay, well, you're not producing anything, you're eating. So then if there's no production going on, there's no malacha. So then that's amazing, right? I think you can argue in either direction in terms of whether it's like a continuation of kotzer or it's like puri borer, right? Because either way, you could say, if it's the end of the malachos of the field, then it has to be preparing for manufacture, or there has to be manufacturing after. If it's like the beginning of the manufacturing process and a preparation for borer, then if there's no borer, then it's like not really dash. So I don't think you have to tie it to one of those, but exactly, amazing, right? I think what the Sefer Truma, that's exactly what the Sefer Truma is saying. If there's no, if dash is not, right, manufacturing it further, then it's not manufacturing, so it's not a malacha. Okay. Just a side point, Tosos thinks, just the question of derech achila. Okay, so Tosos thinks the heter is just derech achila. But I think that's exactly what the Sefer Truma is really saying, this idea of like the furthering the manufacturing. Okay. On the other hand, the Meiri and the Shittim Kubeses both go out of their way to say no. Like Kilof, unlike the Yerushalmi, Kilof, right, is in Bezeh Mishum Malacha. It's just not a Malacha, right? Peeling fruit is just never considered a Malacha. It isn't. It's just like not. Peeling is not a Maisa Malacha of dash, and it's even if it's even if it's prepare for a future malacha, that's just not part of the malacha of dash. Also, the Shini Kubeza says, Tos will say, right, it's only a problem if you're going to put it in your you're going to collect it and you do a whole lot, and then because then it's not derech achila. Well, didi lo kasha, right? Like kilof is just mutter, right? It's just not a malacha. Peeling fruit is not a malacha. So so what is behind the Meiri and the Shittim Kubeses? Why is it just like not a malacha? Get the formulation right. Okay, fine. So yeah, so Rav Gigi, I saw in Rav Gigi Sefer that this is, there's no like tikkun of the pri, right? The pri isn't being improved, right? Why? Because you have you have your lemon, and the lemon hasn't really been improved in any meaningful way. You haven't been attacking it because, right? He says because it's like the Gleital says it's already. You know, at the stage where you could sell it in the makola, right? So you've already finished all the manufacturing. So mila, right? There's just no malacha on kilof of a pri because we already treat it as a kli, as a pri. Sorry, I think a sharper way to say it, or better, I think I like better, is what Tehila was suggesting, which is not so much that the pri is already, you've already done all the. There's no tikkun pri. There's no tikkun ochlin. Because it's already good enough to sell in the makolet. I think what we're saying is, when it comes to a fruit that's already completely the fruit, so peeling it doesn't make it into food. It doesn't make it into the pri, right? It's not revealing the pri. You're not getting the pri out of anything. It's already the pri. And then mamila, peeling it doesn't change it. You haven't transformed it. It was ochel. It is ochel. It remains ochel, right? I think also part of it is that. Here, rov of it is psoles. Right here, rov it is defined by the ochel because it's almost all ochel, and that helps. But it's not necessarily dependent on that, but that could definitely be a factor. But again, right, we would define this as the fruit, as the end product, even though right before eating you would do something to it, while okay, your unprocessed grain is just not, it's not food yet. It's not the pre yet. Yes, tequila.
I'm just wondering, I don't know if pre is identical to ochel.
No,
because I would not say I don't. Like, it's like, we don't, I mean, other than some people that eat zest, we don't eat the lemon peel, and there are other things that we buy in fruit and treat as the pre, but we don't eat it.
Right, but I would say, would you say that this is food?
Yeah, I bought a run.
This is food, right? Now, the question of whether this is food or this is the pre, right, could again get in, even with the peel, even if you're not a zester, is still, you can still say that this is the food, right? You're right, you take off the peel before you eat it because you don't want to eat the peel, right? But this is already the food product, right? It's not just that it's a food product, it's already, let's say, right, that's, I mean, the more you want to say that it's the pre, the more you can go with the egg laytal, right? In the egg laytal, you can use the word, it's the pre, meaning like the egg laytal, it's saying, oh, it's already got the shame pre, right? Because it's processed enough that you could sell it in the makolet. You might need to do more processing, but it already is, you know, finished its production as a product, right? To go to the consumer. Now, the consumption process might be, right, involved. When you buy flour, for example, you don't eat the flour, right? But the flour is a consumer product already. It's undergone all the manufacturing, and now you're going to, as a consumer, you buy it, right? If you can buy it as a consumer, says like Leital, it's already, right, past dash. Dash is about making something into a consumer product. Now, that's like, I can argue, oh, that's like making it into the pre. Ochel is, I think, as we're saying, not only is it the fruit, but this is also already the food. It's already edible. You're right that you need to remove the peel, but it, as on a whole, is already defined by its, either you could say by majority or by its use or by the way people view it, or even just by, you know, what its nature is. Like this, as it, by nature is, right, it is a fruit. It's an edible fruit. It's majority fruit. So those are not the same, the ochel and the pri. In general, they go hand in hand, or in general, they go similarly. But yes, you can definitely can and perhaps should be machalik between them, because you're right. I could argue that the pre is going to be like, oh, is it going to get to the makolet that way? In theory, you know, if they started selling this at the makolet, I would argue that it's still not ochel, right? You couldn't eat it this way if you wanted. You couldn't bite into it, right? Okay. Okay, so much for peeling. Now, the next question basically is just taking this one step further and saying, well, okay, what about squeezing, right? What about juicing? So what should we think? What would we think, right? So, you know, you have a fruit and you're peeling it. What about just like, you know, you already have it peeled and now you want to squeeze out the lemon juice. Is that going to be, is that dash? Is that mafarik? So why should we and why shouldn't we?
It should be because it's a totally different item. They're not even in the same aisle of the grocery store.
Oh, okay. So you're saying it's totally different aisle of the grocery store. It's a totally new product. If you're creating a new product, then you've accomplished something, right? You've changed something. Okay. Why no?
It's not a new product. Most people use lemons for the juices.
Okay, so you're saying not really, right? It's not, first of all, like, you know, lemons already are meant for the juice. But but that actually Dafko could potentially be a worsening factor, no? But maybe. You're right, but that could also, you could use that either way, right? It's a little bit of a double-edged sword. That's a good question. Should the fact that it's mostly, that the lemon is like already meant to be lemon juice, does that make extracting the juice better for us or worse? Does that make it more of a problem or less of a problem?
I
I think that would make it more of a problem, because then you have the shame lemon juice. Whereas if you squeeze like a pear and you had pear juice, we'd be like, that's just a smashed up pear, because there's no such thing as pear juice.
Say okay. Right. So I'm kind of saying, oh, right. What's apple? What's pear juice? Pear juice is just, you know, very small pieces of pear, right? Okay, right. That's one. That one. So there's no shinui shame. You haven't created a new fruit. What's the other thing? How do we define dash? Meaning, Amitai is focusing on the fact that we define dash as you're extracting food or fruit, right? The pre from the psola. So Amitai is saying, well, you haven't extracted the fruit because it was you just made the fruit into smaller pieces. Right? What was the other part of that sentence? Or the definition of dash that I just mentioned? Right? You're extracting the fruit from the psolas, or removing the fruit from the psolas. Ari?
Isn't it that you're just like putting it into a form that's like usable? Not like making the fruit, but it's just like putting it in a better form?
Okay. I think that's very similar to, I think it's more or less what Amitai is going for. I mean, Amitai is saying, like, you haven't really changed it. You've changed its form a little bit, but it's like, it hasn't changed. You haven't, like, extracted the fruit from its psoas. So the fruit was already here, right? You just made it smaller. You made it more usable, but it's like, it's already here, right? That's an emphasis on the pre, right? You're saying, oh, right, it's extracting the pre from its psoas, and the pre, I'm extracting the pre. I already had the pre, right? What's the other part of the sentence? From the beginning of the sentence, right? Where am I supposed to be extracting it from? From psoas, right? Meaning I could deny tooth either in order to say that juicing, in order to say that basically juicing counts as a malacha, I kind of need to do two things, or one of two things, right? I need to either say that, I can either say, look, if there's no psoas, if I'm not extracting the fruit from his psoas, yeah, what I've done, I've made something really significant. I made apple juice. Apple juice is amazing. I love apple juice. It's totally way better than an apple, let's say, right? It's a juice. It's not a food, right? But the apple itself, right, is not psoas, maybe, right? It's an apple. It's a very food, right? So once this became food, just like we said about the egg laytal, once this can hits the market, the supermarket shelves, once I define this as a pre or it's ochel, so even if I'm doing dash to it, maybe it doesn't matter because it's dash from dash, it's dash from something which is already food, so maybe, right, inachanami, I'm gonna say that the end result is more of a pre than this. But since this isn't psoles, this is already food, so it already hit the food status. Right? If dash is about getting something to food status or pre-status, then maybe it's already a pre, right? On the other hand, right, if I say, oh, maybe dash is about getting something, getting the pre out of something else, right? I don't really care what something else is. Something else could be ochel, but I need something new, right? Some new product from that was contained in something else. So by extracting the juice, right, if I can deny the validity of viewing the juice as something new, then I just took apple and I split it in half. Yeah, some of it's liquidy and some of it's solid, but like whatever, right? There's no fundamental difference between them. Yeah, Tehila.
Well, I was just gonna say that, like, in my experience learning borer, the term solid becomes tricky because it's not necessarily about absolute garbage. If there's this idea of taking food out of the container, psola can just be the part that you don't want. So exactly. I think it gets more complicated. Right. I don't know if you can consider it like an agricultural or manufacturing malacha at that point, but let's say if people are using lemon for the sake of the lemon juice, it's really easy to view the lemon, even though it is a pre, as a container for the juice, which is what you want. And so going that further layer is taking the product out of its shell or its container.
Okay, very good, right? When it comes to borer, we have, in general, at least l'chumra, there are definitely shitos, and we're machmir for this, we pass in this way l'chumra, that whatever you don't want is the psoles, and whatever you do want is the ochel, and it's just totally subjective. So if you want the apple juice, it doesn't matter if there's some sort of like, oh, but objectively the apple's already fine and like the juice isn't that much more significant. Maybe just, okay, you want the apple juice, it's stuck in the apple, mash the apple to get it out. You just did like, that's ochel mitoch psoas, right? You extracted the ochel and the psoas. But, and this is important, as Tehila pointed out, but if it's an agricultural thing, right, it's a manufacturing thing, then maybe, right, maybe we shouldn't care, right? When it comes to borer, which is about, right, the consumption, the consumer, right, the consumer's already doing the borer, so then it could depend on you. But maybe when it comes to, let's say, more of a production malacha, such as dash, well, maybe if dash is about transforming it and making something new, not about making it more useful, it's not about, oh, getting to the next step in the manufacturing process, but it's about producing a new product. So if it's already a product, then, right, a small upgrade to it doesn't count. For example, right, you buy the iPhone, you make the amount, making the iPhone, right, is, you know, you're creating a product. Going to the, you know, when you put like a new cover on it, right, you get like a new case for it, that doesn't change it, right? It's not like, oh, you produced a new product. You put it on a new case, right? It could be, you know, someone's making money off of that, but at the end of the day, right, you haven't produced a new product by putting it in a different case, into a new, you know, a new cell phone case. So when it comes to a production malacha, maybe we really, really require it to, right, be transformative, right? While in a consumption malacha, we might care much more about what you want. So here, right, are we going to say, oh, we're going to define ochel and psoles objectively, or are we going to define ochel and psoles based on what you want? Okay? Very good. Okay, so let's, so we need to overcome, or we might need to overcome, right, depending which, where you put the emphasis in dash. Is the emphasis in dash about the ochel from the psoles, right, about you've extracted the pre from the psoles and it wasn't food and now it is food, or it wasn't the pre and now it is pre? Or are we willing to say, as long as for you and for what you want to do, this is ochel, this is psoles, this is more useful and this is not? Is that good enough, or does it need to be more objective? And number two is, does what you get out of it, does that need to be more useful? Does that have to be objectively more significant, or to most people more significant, or is it good enough to just, for that's what you want? Yeah, Tehila.
I feel like if that were a shita, we would have heard of it in terms of peeling, because wouldn't peeling introduce this idea of ochel and psoles?
So with peeling, it's easier in that, or it's worse, depending, right? In the peeling, the problem is a little bit that either you say peeling in Dafka is more reasonable to assume that it should be usser on the one level, because everyone's going to agree that the klipa, that the peel of this lemon is not, right, with the main goal, even Aryeh, although yes, we can't consult him at the moment, but Aryeh I think would agree that even as a zester, right, the peel is not like the main part of the lemon, it's mostly psoles, it's mostly, right, and you want to get the lemon out of it. On the other hand, right, this is definitely how you buy it in the makolet. This is definitely, on a large scale agricultural sense, this is the end goal of the, you know, of the agricultural process, right? The farmer doesn't want to get past this, right? He can't sell it once he peeled it, essentially, right? Okay. So when it comes to the peeling, but you're right, this applies backwards onto the peeling in that, do we say, oh, well, this is already done, this is already complete, there's already, you know, the significance of it being a pre is already here. So the fact that you can peel it and make it even more useful or closer to being like really palatable is just not really transformative. Yeah, definitely that applies backwards as well. Okay, so what mukshitas do we have? I'm just going to move this triangle here. Okay, so what about juicing? So the Gemara says, "In tzuch nen asapiras lehutzi mehen mashkin," you're not allowed to. V'imyatu me'atman asur. Why? Because where it goes there, that maybe if they went out by themselves, then maybe you'll come to squeeze them that yourself. Rebuta omer lo'ochlin hayotz men mutter. L'mashkin hayotz men asur. So it actually depends what you were planning on doing with them in the first place. Okay. In tzuch nen asapiros, tahavele mefarek told the didisha. Asur in gzeir sham yischot lechatchila. Okay. And yes. Right. So Rashi points out, right, just like the, well, we saw this one before, but it's always nice. Right? Is right, Rashi saying, oh, because why is it mefarik to squeeze grapes and olives? Because you are extracting, right, something from the place in which it grew. Okay? And the Gemara point says that an interesting chakira, a problematic chakira, at least for us. Amar b'chiyah bar ashi amarav, tavar Torah, ino chayiv elal drisas zesim v'anavim bovad. Echein tanei b'menashe, tavar Torah, ino chayiv elal drisas zesim v'anavim bovad. Right? So the Gemara gives, you know, does address the question of whether or not schita of peros is daraisa, but it says, oh, it's only daraisa by zesim v'anavim, only by olives and grapes. Everything else is only midarabana. So that, right, it doesn't seem to fit with our chakira. Our discussion was whether or not squeezing fruit or anything, right, should count. And the Gemara here is saying, oh, only grapes and olives, like, yes, everything else, no. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, Yair and I picked up on that the Gemara uses the term drisat or drichat or whatever. It only really says that trampling on olives and grapes would be asur midaraita. It doesn't mention actually squeezing other fruits, whether that could be daraita.
Huh. It's an interesting point. And there are other cases of the rest of it. The rest of like that, the Gemara from like Kuf Mem Dalet all the way to Kuf Mem Vav also talks about like squeezing. Also, the case in the Mishnah is that if they were worried that you'd be silky, which is by hand. Although I like that. You're saying like it's like a shinui. It's like the real, like, dris, mefarik would only be if you, like, stomp them in, like, a wine press.
Well, yeah, I mean, some of the Rishonim get into it that it has to be, like, the normal way that you would squeeze, or it has to be a fruit that, like, is normally meant for squeezing. So that could tie into it either way.
I hear that. It's interesting. But, like, let's, I don't know, let's say you were to, like, normally, I don't know, squeeze. Like, I hear that. That's an interesting point. I think my other talks about also about squeezing by hand. So I'm not, I don't think that's correct. That's a very good pickup. I guess I should have given you like the whole like three plot. I think I put it in all the way at the end of the Daf Makoros. But that's a very good point. Actually, that's a very good pickup because you're right. Like in a lot of these things, like oh, if there's like one specific way that really counts as like the industrial way to do it, so then not doing it that way might really be counted as shinoi and be pat mutter or not mutter, right? Pater mitar pater asum darabanan. But I think that's not the the correct direction. Let's see. Right. So why only zaysim v'anavim? So Rashi says, basically, right, very similar to what Ari is saying, although not quite about the maisa, but about the chefta. Davar Torah, asur min Torah malacha, udricha zaysim v'anavim hu dehavya malacha, aval shar drichos lav ur chai hu behachi, v'lav malacha ninhu. Right? Other fruit, right? That's not normal to, we don't normally squish, right? We don't really like, you know, juice apples. Like who drinks apple juice, right? That's weird. So, or, you know, things like that. So it would, it was not a malacha because it's just not normal, right? It's a shinui, right? Most people eat their apples. Most people drink their grapes and, you know, as wine. And therefore, right, just like it's a shinui. So it says Tosus Reid. Alide shinui, is like an important line. He's saying not only is it a shinui, it's like a super duper shinui. Okay, there's something called a super duper shinui, which is such a shinui that we don't even ask for midarabana. Okay, so according to Rashi, right, you're like, you know, if back in the day, back in Rashi's time, no one squeezed apples for juice. So if you wanted to make a cup of apple juice on Shabbos, you were allowed to. Because it's such a big shinui, it's so wackadoozle, that the Rabbanan just never told you it's awesome. Because right? They're like, oh, that's fine. It's like this wackadoozle, right? Now, it's not so much in the Maisa. Ari is pointing out more towards the Maisa. Rashi is saying it's like a din of the chefta, right? No one squeezes apples for juice. So Mamela, it's just like such a crazy big shinui that it's such a big shinoi that the Rabbana never goes around that. So it's just fine because it's just so like shinoi mofak. Okay? It's a super duper shinoi, and sometimes a super duper shinoi makes things not only not Doraisa, but not even Asar Medrabah. Okay? But really fundamentally, in a Hanami, anytime you squeeze, right? Anytime you would squeeze an apple, you get the juice out, you're extracting the fruit from where it grew. And if that was normal, then in a Hanami, that would be dash. Okay? So anytime you have food and you're extracting, so again, right, what Dehila was saying, just like we say that by Borer, seems like we're saying that here as well, that we would say that since to you, you want this fruit, Mimela, right, that makes it into the food and the rest of it into the psoles. And you're doing dash and you're extracting it. Okay? Let's just look, oh, here. Then there's another Rashi in Kufmem Dalid, who says, Afal gav de la'al malo chashiv, he's talking about pomegranates here, kiva de achshiv ihu, havi lididei mashke. Let's say he always squeezes pomegranates. He always has a glass of pomegranate juice in the morning. So for him, it's a pomegranate, it's a mashke. V'hachim mefayash of Nachman, sochtim mepagin v'prishin alamate kapri, v'lo litzorach mashke. Actually, right, he argues on, he interprets the Gemara differently than the Tosas read, and he said, and all the other Rishonim, basically, Rashi, the way he interprets this very big Gemara on Kuf Mem Dalet all the way to Kuf Mem Vav, is that you're not actually squeezing it for the juice, you're squeezing it to like sweeten the fruit. V'lo litzorach mashke, aval lo berimonim afilu lematkan, d'shel beisim nashay yusochtin, hilkach b'shabes asar afilu lematik, you're not going to squeeze them even to make it sweeter, because we're worried you'll squeeze it for the juice. Says, you have a solid, right? This is Gishmak, this is an important line, right? It's one thing, and apple is a solid, right? So Ira was saying before, oh, right? What are we going to view apple juice as? Or pear juice, right? And Amitai was pointing out, like, oh, is it just like very, very small pieces of apple, right? Is it, you know, or no, is it one was a solid, one was food, one's a juice? So it says Rashi, it just depends on the guy's intent. If the guy is machshiv it as mashke, and it's chashiv, so then he's chayiv, right? But pagin leka lemechash, de'inadim oso oso lemashke. We're not worried that someone who's squeezing quinces to make them sweeter is gonna, you know, be machashiv it as mashke, right? But fundamentally, it's just a din in, right? What's the person doing? If you were to squeeze something for juice, so subjectively, right, you would be making something new. He doesn't say, oh, and that would make it psoles. And this is also just important in terms of our which direction are we going. Rashi doesn't say that it would make it psoles, right? Rashi says that it would make it a mashke. That's coming out of food, right? So it sounds like the question is not on the, you know, are you being mafrid the ochel from the psoles where it grew, right? His question is basically, it's not about, oh, you know, if it's not psoles, then it's not a problem. His question is, you haven't transformed it, right? You have to be extracting A from B. So if it's big apple and little apple, right, that doesn't matter. So you have to say that it's big apple and apple juice. Everyone got that? Right, there are two ways to essay, or two ways to emphasize the criteria of what will or will not allow, let's say, squeezing apples to be dash. Is the problem that we need to overcome that the original apple isn't psoles, right? So in a Hanami, right, apple juice is food, or is mashke, but it's coming straight out of food. So mashke from food, is an ochel mito from the psoles on which it grew. You're extracting food from food, right? Not from psoles. Or is the fact that you're extracting food from food a problem because you started with A and now you still have A, right? Right? Is it a problem in that you're not you're starting from food, or is the problem that you're ending up in food, right? Everyone agrees that apples to apples is going to be okay, right? So if I have an apple and I end up with an apple, then that's okay. Now let's say I have a lemon and I extract an apple from the lemon. Is that okay, right? On the one hand, the lemon is already a pre. The apple's different though, right? So do we say, oh, well, I got A from B, so I'm chayiv, right? I got mashke from ochel, let's say. Or is it important that I need to get, I don't know, let's say, we'll pretend this is like, or let's say this guy, right? Or do I say no, right? This is psoles, and this is the fruit, so I'm extracting the fruit from the psoles, right? So let's say I had this guy and this guy and this guy. No, I should put this guy in the middle, right? So let's say I have the lemon in the in-between state, right? Is the problem, is it going to be like, oh, well, I'm going to be chayiv because, you know, it's like there's psoles here, and then I got the lemon, so then lemon's ochel from the psoles. I extracted the ochel. Or do I say, oh, but like the lemon and the apple are both ochel, so there's no extraction going on. Or to say, since this is B and this is A, so I got B out of A. Yeah? No? Good? Okay. We'll demonstrate that one more time. Okay, Rashi's emphasis is that not that you don't have, right, you're extracting food from psoles, so you're chayiv. Rashi's emphasis is that you are, the question is, if it's food to food and not food to drink, there's no fundamental change, right? So nothing happened, right? He's not saying that the apple that you're starting with is already too good to be, right? You're already past the point of dash because you already have food. And once you have food, there's no more dash. He's saying that if you have food and you only get to food, you haven't gotten anywhere, right? If you start with psoles and you get to food and then you get to mashke, so you've proceeded, you've made progress along the assembly line, right? So Rashi's dafka is emphasis, not the chisaron of psoles, but that you haven't made any progress if you go from apple to apple. Only, but if you personally, subjectively, are mashiv the mashke, right, then in achanam you'd be chayv. Tosre says no. Right? Since no one does this, it's a shinoi mufak. So in a chanami, fundamentally, you should be chayiv, but since you did it with a huge shinoi, you're potter. The Ran says that shar piros hayote mehem lo chashiv mashke. Says it doesn't matter what you think, right? Objectively, whatever comes out of, right, grapes and olives make mashke. What comes out of them is considered mashke. But if you squeeze an apple, you're just getting squished up apple, right? What comes out of an olive is oil. What comes out of a grape is wine. What comes out of an apple is just apple juice, right? And just squished up apple. So he says that there's fundamentally, right, there's no difference between an apple and a squished up apple. It's still ochel. Only, and it's a special thing that zisim and anavim are considered, are going to consider mashke. So only there's some transformation between the fruit and the juice, right? Now there, the point is that it's fundamental to Zeisim V'anavim. Again, that it's a question of getting from Ochel to Mashke. You haven't proceeded. You haven't accomplished anything. Okay. The Rajba, however, is something similar but a little bit different.
Yeah. Can we just add something? I think also by Zeisim V'anavim, they're maybe the only two examples of something where the bracha is, let's say, a more chashuv bracha, so to speak. When you
very good. Right. I think Gemara wants to give also olives, olive oil, a different bracha. It says you can't because, like, you can't eat it plain. But, right, grapes can have their own special bracha, boi priya gafen. And the Gemara says that the only two things which are chayiv on trumos and maizos, midaraisa, that aren't grains, are olives, olive oil, and wine. So again, right, the fact is that the Ran is definitely going in the second saying there's a fundamental difference where we will treat Zesim and Anavim as being distinct and being, let's say, you know, the juice is superior to the fruit. So you've done something valuable by processing them. Okay? Now, if you look at the Rajba, though, it's very similar, but there's like a big important difference. Ella, Perusha Mishum Desvir Leika Tana Debim Nashe, Dama Lakaman Besamach, Dabar Torah, Inu Chayim Ela, Tricha Zesim Anavim Bovad, Mishum Deruban Limashki, because most olives and most grapes are meant to be used for juice. Hilkach Kesha Sochtan Havale Kedash, Aval Shar Piros, Ruban la'achila, hein omdin. Afilu yahiv daite v'sachet batla daite etzol rov olam. Afilu tzarech lo chashiv mashke ela ocha. He says, would it depend? Even if you need it for something, you need it to be liquid, that doesn't matter. What really matters is what it is, what it is meant to be, what most people use it for. Now, that's different than the Ran. The Ran is saying something objective. As Amitai is pointing out, oh, there's a different bracha, right? Shomos and Maestros are on dafka, on the olive oil and the grape juice. Those, we see the mashke as the real deal. The Rajba is saying that what matters most is actually, right, whether or not, what people do with it. Now, why does that matter so much? Even if you personally are needed for a mashke, right? It's not lo chashiv mashke ela ochel. Right? The Rajba's emphasis on what people normally do with it, what it's meant to be in the future. Now, why does that matter so much to me?
I guess the idea of extracting a pri or ochel.
Okay, just sharpen that. Why, right? Why is that?
Because if dash is the idea of taking a food out of its container, and we relate to the juice as food, then the schita process would be dash.
Right, and what happened before you get when you have, let's say, an olive? Do you have the food yet?
No. Well, I mean, you have exactly. A pre, but you don't have ochel the way people see it.
Exactly. Right? I think what the Rajba is saying, unlike the Ran, I mean, the Ran is saying, objectively, you still have psoles until you get the olive oil out. Because it's supposed to be olive oil, right? It's like, you know, unfortunately, the olives don't grow on the trees as olive oil containers, but, right, they're supposed to be olive oil, and an olive is the same as this, because you need to extract the olive oil from it, objectively speaking. That's what an olive is meant for, right? So you have psoles, says the Ran, right? It's still psoles until you get to there. According to the Rajba, what matters most is whether or not have you created food. Right? Dash is about making it into food or making it into, right, into the produce. So it depends what it's meant to be, right? Have you finished production or not? When I have this apple, even if I want to make it apple juice, even if I and, you know, and 40% of the world want to make this into apple juice, right? Since not rove of apples aren't meant for apple juice, I don't know, you have to check this my name, right? But if rove of apples were for apple juice, so it's not finished yet, right? I haven't completed production. But once I complete production, there's no more dash, because dash is about production, right? For the Ran, dash is about it's about removing it from the psoles. You have the food, it's inside the psoles, right? You're gonna extract it, but that's not true once it's food, right? So if I have an apple, even if 99% of apples are meant to be apple juice, right, and production's not finished, but this is already food. It's not psoles, right? An apple is an apple. You can eat an apple. People eat apples, right? It's only when objectively the apple is not food yet, or it's not really not. It's not food yet. It's not the pre yet. For the Ran, an olive is this until you extract the olive oil. So it's still psoles, and you're still extracting it. According to the Rajba, we're not trying to argue about whether or not something is food yet, right, or is psoles. We're arguing about whether or not you've completed, right, its production. And it depends on the rove of the world. If most apples are meant to be apple juice, so then this is not done yet. So when I squeeze it, I'm completing production, right? If most apples are for eating, this apple is ready to go, you know, is done with production. It's ready to go to the maholet. But I want to squeeze it. That's fine. But that's already a consumer issue, right? That's not a production issue. The consumer wants to squeeze it. Good for the consumer, right? You know, apples don't come with one of those end user license agreements. right? They say like, oh, you're only allowed to use our apple for eating and not for squeezing. And like, you have to give us back our apple if you, you know, don't eat it within 20 days, right? You can consume it however you want, says the Rashba. But is the production process complete? Yes. And that depends on Rov of the Olam, right? Just like the Eglei Tal says, oh, it depends on what goes to the Makolet. So from the Eglei Tal perspective, right, we're going to say that, you know, yeah, in a Hanami, right? Even if you really need the Mashke, we go according to the Rov, because the Rov is, you know, is the Rov eaten? So it's already done. It's already complete. It's already perfect. And the Mashke just isn't, you know, in a Hanami. So it's important. It's different. It doesn't matter, right? So it's not about what you, is the, if when I squeeze this into Mashke, is it Mashke? Yeah, in a Hanami, but it just doesn't really matter, right? Because it's already done. It's already finished its manufacturing process. Making it into a Mashke is just me drinking it as liquid, which is okay, right? But that's not relevant to Dash. Dash is about, have you made the object, the food, or the produce into the state that it's supposed to be, right? For Rashi, it depends on you. What do you want with it? Are you extracting food? So if you want the Mashke, so for you, you're extracting food. For Rashi, it's subjective. For the Rashba, it's not about, are you extracting food, right, from subjective psoles. For the Rashba, it's about, is the product complete? Have you finished the product or not, the creation of the product or not? Then, right, you have the Ran who says, oh, actually, right, really, it's much more objective of a question of, is it psoles? Is it not? Objective psoles. Is this, right, is, you know, when is it this? An olive is just like this. Until you get the olive oil out, you're still stuck with the psoles of the olive. The olive is just a hechitimsi to get the oil. So the olive around it is a psoles. Halavai, that, you know, bread grew on stalks, and halavai, that olive oil grew in bottles on trees. It doesn't, so you have to get past the olive and you have to get past the grain, right? But when it comes to apples, apples are apples. They're perfectly fine when they come off the tree. You can eat them however you want, right? But it's no longer a question of extracting the food from the psoles, right? And that's an objective question, right? Fine. Now, I think we should probably stop. I think we're going to stop here. Okay. Just like there's a really al regel achas. There's this very fascinating question about whether or not all these really just continue in that same line of what's that you have like a liquid, but it's absorbed into like a cloth. Let's say you have wine absorbed into a cloth. Is that going to be a problem? So Rashi says no. She'in ze mefarek, she'in ha mashka ze yotzei min ha-kvashim, she'lo gadol betochan. Aval asr atu zeis mavad. It looks like squeezing, but it's not asr, because it's just, right, you're just trying to, it didn't grow there. If it didn't grow there, you're not creating food, right? The food already exists, right? And this is actually just a great question, is if the food already exists, does that make things better or worse? Right? Rashi says it makes things, meaning makes things better. If it's already food, you're not making food by doing schita. It already is food, right? You have food. It's absorbed in something else, but it already became food. If Dash is about making something into food, so something being absorbed in something else is okay. It's already, but it's already become food, right? If I were to like squeeze a grape, have grape juice, and then that would get absorbed into a sponge, there's no schita, because I already have the grape juice. It already is grape juice. I'm not making grape juice, right? I'm just getting it back out of the sponge. If it's about, right, regaining, there's fruit, and now I'm getting it out of its container, right? And then the question, and then what was the problem with apples? Not that I'm not making it into food, because it's already food, it's just that I'm not taking it out of its container because I'm just taking the apple and I'm making it into smaller pieces, right? Halachically speaking, there's no change. There's no food out of a container. Just now I have the apple and now I have the apple squished, right? So for Rashi, I need to make it into food. If I'm not making it into food, then it was already wine and now just wine inside of a tablecloth. And now it's wine outside the tablecloth again. I'm not making anything. If it's about extracting food from its container, then when it comes to an apple, squeezing an apple is going to be totally, totally fine because I'm just taking the apple and it's which is food and now I'm squishing it. But if the apple juice, let's say I had apple juice and it was absorbed in a tablecloth, squeezing it says the, I'm just going to put up the sheet up, says the Meiri, Shasvog mitoch sheshoiv harbe, dino kazis vanavim, shamashkin bluim bigufam, inam miminam, sheyomalem mivla bali, yish behem din mefarik kazis vanavim. Says the Meiri, oh, actually here it's much worse because here you have food, the food is absorbed, the mashke is absorbed into the tablecloth, and now you're extracting it. You're extracting food from psoles, right? So if it's about extracting food from psoles, dafka, the tablecloth problem is worse because you have food and you have psoles, right? If it's about creating food, then, but it's already been food the whole time, right? So here you get two opposite, right? Even though until now, those two have been very similar, here you're getting very opposite approaches. Because by the apple, both of those said you're okay, basically, right? Because either it's not psoles or it's already food. So you're not creating food. But here we're saying, ah, it's already food, so you're not creating food, but you have psoles and you have food stuck in it, right? So according to Rashi, it's a nicer derabanan because we're worried that you'll squeeze grapes. According to the Meiri, it's much worse than making apple juice. According to Rashi, making apple juice is totally aser. According to the Meiri, right, Pasha says, okay, the apple juice is not so bad because before it was an apple and now it's an apple, so you haven't actually gotten food out of psoles, right? So in terms of the apple juice and the tablecloth are going to be opposite issues. The apple says, am I making food out of psoles? No, because it's already food, right? I'm not extracting food out of psoles, I'm just, it's food out of food, right? Am I taking, the tablecloth is, oh, I have the food and now I'm extracting it, but I already have food. I'm not creating new food. So says Rashi, that's totally not a malacha, it's only the Rabbanan. And the Meiri says, oh, because you're extracting food from psoles. So, right, so in terms of our two questions, it's about the end result of getting something better and new, in which case you're not getting something better and new because you haven't created any new food. Or is it, no, about where are you coming from? Are you coming from psoles and getting food out of it? And by the tablecloth, right, you're getting, you have psoles and you're getting food out of it. Okay. Schito toch ochel. Also, is this just a bit similar? Is if you squeeze food juice straight into food, so it starts off as food and it ends up as food. So Rashi basically says that. Okay, we're gonna skip that. But basically, the question is like, oh, you know, is it about like the heker that you're not trying to make something new, or is it that since it never, you never have it separate, that it's fine? We're gonna kind of skip that. We're gonna end here with a schita here. And next year we'll be on Amir Lenachri. We feel like we need like a little bit of a break between the production malachos and the consumption malachos. So we're gonna pause. Okay, and Shkoach, sorry for going a little bit over time.